Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 71st Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined today by one of the leading casting directors in Europe, Beatrice Kruger. How would you define the role of a casting director?
I think the role of the casting director is to find the right actor for the right part, which means not for every director, every actor is right, not for every situation, every actor is right. And then, of course, there's also the different artistic taste and ways that someone has. And then, of course, there's also the production necessities. Because it's very easy to say, oh, Robert De Niro would be great in this part, but, you know, if there's no money, there's no point in, there are other people.
Mm.
So I think, yeah, it depends on the artistic necessities or the artistic requirements of a director and the production necessities.
Yeah, and obviously that means communication is vital with the filmmakers. And maybe we'll get a little bit into that because I know you're here. You were involved in The Cut by Fatih Akin, which we might talk about later on. But first, I wanted to know how you got into casting directing in the first place.
Because I came from theatre, from experimental theatre in the 70s. And then I moved to Italy. And having worked with a company that traveled throughout Europe in the 70s, my Italian production friend, when they needed foreign actors, she asked me, don't you have someone you know? And I just naturally knew some people because I had worked with a lot of people from different countries in Europe. So I kind of put them into contacted, because I knew them, these friends. And then at a certain point, when I decided to go beyond acting or like to do something else as acting too, I didn't want to only do acting for various reasons. And so my friend, she also was sick and tired of just doing production. So in 90, we talked and we said, well, what could we do? And she said, well, how about casting? And at that time, there was like really no casting in Italy except for commercials. Mm. And very few foreign companies there were some good foreign companies, and they did some casting through Cinecittà, through Francesco Cinieri. But otherwise, there was not really the casting thing. And so we said, okay, we'll open up a casting office. And at that time, you didn't work with the internet as you do today.
Yeah.
So we started out in sordina, as we say in Italian, and just collected from every agency CVs and headshots and that, and sort of set up an archive, like diligent little bees. And then after a year, we opened up, and it took, everybody was very curious about it because it was the only place. So that was very good.
So it's really a recent kind of work within the film industry. And how has it evolved throughout the years? I mean, you mentioned that the internet has kind of made it easier to do it in a worldwide way.
Well, because it makes everybody also have to be accessible. It makes everybody accessible, but it also makes everybody to have to be accessible.
Mm.
So, I mean, time difference is not an issue anymore, which means if you work for international productions, if you work between Europe and America, practically you sleep very little because of that. But, and it means you have more options. But that also means you have to find and archive these options. That means you need instruments. That's how the databases, the actor search databases online evolved for this reason.
Is there any database in particular that does this particularly well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's in the States, there's Breakdown Service and various others, Casted. I think those are the biggest, and maybe Casting Call. In England, there's the Spotlight, historically since the 1921, when it was books. They went online about 10 years ago, I think. And, well, I'm the founder of Etalenta, and Etalenta is it's a multi-language casting database, the only casting database which is accessible in English, German, French, Italian, Spanish, and Russian.
Mm.
Six languages? Did I say six? Anyway, it's six languages. it really tends very concentrated on casting directors and actors, casting directors and directors and actors. It's focused on that.
Oh, right. Okay.
Actors and their agents. So
let's talk about your work. I mean, you've been involved in a number of very important productions.
Mm-hmm.
So which ones in particular were fun to work with?
It was a blast to work with Woody Allen, of course.
To Run With Love.
Yeah, that was a blast.
Yeah. What was that like?
Well, it was a blast because Woody Allen is like the way he is in his films. You know, it's like just fun. And everybody wants to work with Woody Allen. So we had, of course, zillions of people who, I mean, we had the problem of having too many people and having to say no to too many people.
Yeah.
You know, but that's how the business goes. I mean.
And now getting back to your activities here in Venice, you did the casting for The Cut, right. Fatih Akin's latest film. And what was that experience like?
Well, for me, that was wonderful. Because Fatih and I have a night, we did Solino together, which never came out in Italy. And so we have a long friendship. And that's why we work well together and laugh together. And we know each other's tastes and stuff. And also because he's he's really a great artist and a great artistic also director in the way that he puts everyone at ease. And more than that, he actually stimulates. So what he does is great. He generates creativity, which is the dream of everybody who's involved with creative, you know, working. He really wants you to do what you want to do, like really search, do research. I mean, that's the fun thing about acting. It's researching, finding. I love anthropology, so for me, the more countries are involved, the better, and also the more minority thing, is that? Mm. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
So it's kind of like the cast got together as well internationally.
It's a film that it takes place in Armenia.
Yeah.
It's set in Armenia, and it was cast in Jordan, and it was cast in England, and it was cast in Germany, and it was cast in Cuba, and it was cast in Canada. And for the Armenians, who are the leading ethnicity, I mean, the leading group, of course, we also cast any Middle Eastern, you know, looking man, woman who could be Armenian. And there are, of course, various types. And that means in Turkey, that means in... I didn't go to Armenia, unfortunately, but I contacted them through email and got, you know, self-auditions through email. We did a lot with self-auditions. And Bosnia and Sarajevo, and, you know, I mean, that's the more the merrier. There's a lot, yeah.
I think
why I say anthropological, because...
Yes, yeah. I think to wrap up the interview, one last question I have. I'm just talking to you, I've become aware that you really have to be aware of acting when you become a casting director. Is that true? Is it you really have to know...
Well, I don't know any other way, because that's how I got to do it. But there are some excellent, you know, casting directors who didn't start as actors, but who came from production or from assisting casting directors and then became casting directors.
Do you find that casting directors get acknowledged for their work as much as other people in the sector?
Well, here's the big thing. I mean, the casting directors guilds in America, the Casting Society of America, of which I'm a member, the English Casting Directors Guild, the Italian Casting Directors Association, which was found once and refound again, and that's lots of people now, the European Casting Directors Association, were all fighting since years to be acknowledged in our, you know, as a head of department, which we are, you know. And however... It was always difficult. It's always, I mean, if you're well known, then yes, you get credits and all that. But still, it's not fully, you know, how do you say, officially acknowledged. And now the big thing happened that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences officially instituted the casting director's branch. I mean, that means this official recognition. So there's going to be an Oscar.
About time.
Because the base is there for it, you know? Don't know if it's next year or the other year after that, but sooner or later there will be now one, because there is now the branch and there are the governors and casting directors have been invited, you know, there. And so this is a really, really good thing.
That's great. Well, yeah. In my opinion, it is about time that happens too.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Beatrice, for talking with us today. It was a real pleasure. Thanks very much.
This is
Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.